been a detective inspector with the Derbyshire Police, and now she was a partner in the Connection Investigation Agency and looking forward to a different chapter in her life. She watched as a boat chugged up the river heading towards Grimsby and knew she had been right to blow all her cobwebs away by this spur-of-the-minute trip to the coast. It felt liberating. She thought back to the night she had gone to bed and been hit by the realisation that she couldn't return to the discipline of a police life. A meeting with her superintendent the following day had put in motion the future for her, and a conversation with Beth Walters at Connection had sealed that future. And now, here Tess was, sitting on the seafront at Cleethorpes, a smile on her face, tears in her brown eyes that weren't all down to the bitterly cold wind, and a packet full of fish and chips in her hands. She dipped into the paper and pulled out a vinegar-sodden chip. Possibly, she thought, the best meal she'd had in the last couple of months. Time to come back to life, to face an unexpected career opportunity. Luke Taylor pulled off his beanie hat, pushed his dark hair out of his eyes, looked around at the wreckage that used to be called an office, and slowly shook his head. Everything in his life seemed to be happening at considerable speed, and he had decided to drive down to Eam Village Centre and drop into the office for an hour. He wanted thinking time, and this place was his future for sure now. 20 years old and a partner in a business. Beth Walters owned the building, and the recent acquisition of Little Mouse Cottage at Bradwell had allowed her and her partner Joel to move out of the upstairs flat. It had only taken them 2 days to pack up, move out and get Stephen Patmore, their building friend from the village, on board with converting the entire building into much bigger accommodation for the Connection Investigation Agency, jokingly referred to as the CIA by its owners. The builders were at work despite the early hour. Luke could hear thuds and bangs from upstairs, and he walked across to where the lift had already been installed. This was such a bonus. They needed 4 offices plus a kitchen area upstairs and downstairs, alongside toilet facilities on both levels. With a lift, they could offer wheelchair access throughout the building, and the old stairs that had led to Beth's home above had been utilised to accommodate visitors who preferred to use stairs. They hoped to be able to move in properly within about 10 days, but in the meantime, Luke was keeping the business semi-open by working in one of the old downstairs rooms that still had 4 walls. He eased himself around a pile of cladding and headed for the desk that was always covered in dust. He sat down, rubbed his shoulders, which didn't seem to be healing as fast as the break in his lower arm following a road traffic accident, and opened up the computer. He guessed he might have a window of about 30 minutes before the electric was disconnected for work to be completed. So he thought he would have a glance through emails, send replies to whoever needed them, then go home. His mum was still a bit precious about him, having so nearly lost him, and she'd been as happy as a pig in muck when he said cases were on hold while they had renovations done. His door opened and he looked up in surprise.
"Fred, thought you weren't starting till next week."
"I'm not. But because I was owed holiday time, finished with Platers last weekend, thought I'd pop in, see what's happening."
Fred Iverson was a tall, grey-haired man with a somewhat craggy-looking face and the most piercing of blue eyes. He looked around, then at his watch.
"It's only 7. The builders are here already." "I arrived about 5 minutes ago," Luke said. "They were beavering away then. Beth said he was good, but he's really cracking on with it. That lift's fully working, so they can get stuff between the floors easily."
There was a crash from upstairs, and Luke grinned.
"Ouch! Hope that didn't hurt. So I'm in this room."
"You are, but it will be bigger. We're moving walls down here, taking part of the office next door and adding it to this one. Then we're using what's left of that room and the old kitchen and toilet to create a new kitchen and toilet. We can add a couple of feet of that space to enlarge Beth's office. She wants to keep it, not move upstairs. Upstairs will be 2 sizable offices for Tessa and myself, along with toilets and a kitchen area. Where reception was, before Stefan dismantled it, will be a new reception desk that will no longer be open plan, as it was when I started on reception. It will be in a cubicle type of little room. I think, after we were made to realise the dangers of the work we do, that we wanted to at least feel secure in this environment. So we're all going to have to learn to live with that. And then, of course, we'll need a receptionist."
Fred nodded, absorbing what Luke was.